This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, I really do. And I appreciate the time you get involved and engaged in the conversation and just trying to work things out, trying to figure out, hey, look, I'm just like you. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to make ends meet, how to get things done, right, how to get the message out. As I said earlier, we are constantly now, especially this year, under attack by social justice warriors, if you would, the social justice platform. I mean, I don't want to call them social media. They think they're all about social justice, right? Making sure you don't get misinformation. But it's not information they can prove scientifically. It's information that they feel and they think, right? That's what it boils down to. If they think it's wrong, it has to be wrong. Period. Today was the National Day of Prayer. And I mean like the National Day of Prayer. Okay, I know there's a bunch of them. Cities, towns. They have them all year round. But I think what you have to do is you have to think about what it really means. What our founding fathers, how they decided to come about with the National Day of Prayer. This isn't something that Reagan, you know, jumped on one day and said, hey, you know, it would be a good idea if we had the nation, you know, if we have the nation get involved in a National Day of Prayer. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the first one was with George Washington. And then every president after him, you know, seriously, every president after him at some point in time asked the nation to pray. People in the nation to pray to Almighty God, to the God, the Father of Jesus Christ. These are not my words, these are their words. And they've been doing this forever. You know, and some presidents, whether it was Harry Truman or others, depends on what story you believe, solidified it as a real day of celebration. And it's funny how far we've come to where today, you start talking about prayer. I mean, my God, forget prayer for a second. I mean, you start doing the national anthem in some places, and people will talk over you. They don't want any part of it. It's wrong. Especially if you're a believer. There's nothing wrong with praying for this country. Praying for your leader. Yes, even praying for the Barack Oblamo. I mean, seriously. You need to pray for people in authority. The Bible tells us to. No, some of you, I can already feel it. You don't pray for them to drop dead. You pray for them to do the right thing. You pray for them to see the light. You pray for them to do what's right for the people according to God's word. That's what you pray for. Really that simple. And for those of you who say that prayer is supposed to be kept out of the school, I don't know where you find that. From a country standpoint, frankly, the Bible is what our founding fathers wanted taught in school. You can see it in their writings and their stories over and over and over again. I can go through and read them all to you, but I don't want to bore you to death. Seriously. I do this every year. It was the MC for the for our local day of prayer, National Day of Prayer. So what I'm going to, you know, I'm hoping that we can pick it up and do it over this summer. There's no actual day you have to have it on or else. right? And again, if you think about the very first time that Congress knew, they didn't just know, they really knew that they needed prayer was during the First Continental Congress. They allocated prayer all the time. But as they were putting things together, they realized that they had hit a snag, they had hit a problem. And what I jokingly like to say is probably the least religious guy in the group. Right? Who, anybody know? Franklin! Come on. You guys know this. Right? He stepped up. He broke in. He said, what are you doing? We just finished. I'm giving you Joe's version, by the way, because I don't have a whole bunch of time with it. But we just beat the strongest nation on the planet. Right? I mean, from a military standpoint, they were the Brits were the strongest nation on the planet. And we did that with the help of Almighty God. Not by ourselves. Thank God Cuomo wasn't there. He would have been screaming, God didn't do this. We did this. We fought them back. Okay, whatever. So he comes out and he says this. And we don't turn. And basically he asked a question. And we're not going to turn to him to help finish putting this country together or laying the foundation for this country. And frankly, without going through every little jot and tittle here, the bottom line with it was they did. They got together. They had 3 days of prayer and fasting. 3 days. Not 20 minutes. Not that 7-minute prayer that can't wait to get through. I would think that's funny, too. When I'm at an event, I hear somebody say the prayer was too long. It's like, dude, really? Talking to God is too long? When is it too long to talk to God? You can browbeat your buddy about what team should have won and how they played wrong, but you can't hang out and wait for somebody to pray and thank God for the blessings and the things he's given us, the opportunities he's given us. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciated the time that you guys spend with me here on the air. Sending me emails. Look, head up to the website. There's a place. You can do a number of things. You can give me email address. That'll allow me to send you a message once a week. You can sign up for our text messaging. That's even easier. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Joe Messina, your host. We will be back extremely shortly. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are being... I'm laughing because somebody sent me a link during the break. And I can't do anything but laugh because it would infuriate you. Well, it will infuriate you. Seriously. The IRS, that we all know and love, they are trying to figure out a way not to get your money to you. Because apparently, this is great, apparently getting the money to you was harder than getting the money to dead people. Yeah, you heard me. IRS is seeking the clawback stimulus check sent to deceased and the incarcerated. Now, why would the incarcerated? They didn't lose their jobs, right? There was no form of income into jail that they weren't getting any longer. Anyway, the Internal Revenue Service is seeking a reclaim stimulus checks erroneously distributed to the deceased and incarcerated individuals, the latest hiccup associated with directing consumer stimulus. Just put stop payments on them. Right? People getting them no better. The IRS on Wednesday issued a new guidance about whether the deceased or incarcerated individuals qualified for stimulus payments. The answer is no. Did they really need guidance? Did they really need some kind of letter from the president? If you're dead, especially for a while, chances are sure that you didn't pay your taxes. You didn't file them or anything. And if you're in jail, I would probably bet on the fact that your job was not affected by coronavirus. Remember, I said in jail, not guarding a jail. Payment made to someone who died before receipt of payment should be returned to the IRS, according to the statement on the organization's website. Give an example of payment made to joint tax filers. In that case, you only need to return a portion of the payment made on the account of the person who died. Yeah, I'm going to sit and figure that one out. The IRS did offer similar guidelines on checks distributed to incarcerated individuals, again saying that only some of the payments should have to be returned in the event that only one spouse is currently incarcerated. The payments authorized under the $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package are based on tax filings. Unreal. Immigrants who received a payment, but, well, they're not quite qualified. This is just amazing. They received a payment but aren't qualified as resident aliens for 2020. Would also need to return any payment that they received. A similar situation unfolded under former President Barack Obama during that financial crisis of 2008-09, when more than $22 million was erroneously distributed in the form of a one-time stimulus payment to about 90,000 beneficiaries. Now, they had actually already died. I mean, come on. They've got a billion. They've spent billions and billions of dollars for the package that they have, the computer package, that data package that they have, and they can't fix this. They can't make it work. It wasn't immediately clear how many checks had been mistakenly distributed. Right? Now, it began in mid-April. Many Americans, mostly those who are awaiting physical checks in lieu of direct deposit, they still report that their payments have not been delivered. Many are also unable to check the status of their check because on the IRS, the webpage that has the link keeps crashing. And I'm not necessarily making fun of the IRS at this point because I know what that's like working in the computer world for years. But somebody should have knew this was going to happen, right? Speaking of stupid stuff that the government does, God, this stuff never, ever, ever, ever amazes me. And I means never. Let's see. Dana Perino. She went off on Cuomo for, ready for this one? This is disgusting. And to show you where his mind is at, where their minds are at, nothing stops these guys from eating up your taxes. So Cuomo decided de Blasio decided that Samaritan's Purse was no longer needed because they were a homophobic, bigoted, racist organization. We know that's true, right? Anyway, and you know I'm joking. So they asked him to pack up and leave. Now these guys did all this work for free. Nothing. They took care of patients for free. They set up for free. They tear down for free. All this stuff is at no cost to the city. However, Governor Cuomo, who thanked them for their service, then turned around and taxed them. And that's right. Those people who uprooted themselves from their homes and they went to New York City to work. They went to help out. They went to take care of sick people. Samaritan Purse, when they paid them, had to take out New York City or New York State taxes because they were there too long. That's the thanks. You talk about thanking first responders, talking about thanking people who put their, but they're Christians. See, that's the problem. They're Christians, so we have a right to belittle them. We have a right to hurt them. We have a right to penalize them for what they believe, no matter what good they do. And yet, what do? We stuck up for, what were those, library dancers, right? The drag queens that were reading to kids. We stuck up for them because that was a good, wholesome thing to do. But people who weren't proselytizing, who were taking care of sick people no matter what walk of life they were from, that was bad. Yeah, we aren't going to hell in a handbasket. Most of this place already in hell. Perino went off, though, on Thursday. He's totally disgusted with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He announced that the healthcare workers from around the country who traveled to the state to help to fight the virus would have to pay income tax on the money earned there. I remember when the governor made this plea and said, please, if you come to New York, we need additional workers. We need health care. We need your, by the way, we need your tax money, too. Many people answered the call to go there, and then he just screwed them, which is exactly what the Democrats do on a regular basis. We're going to do this for you, do this for you, do this for you. Oh, by the way, then you owe us. Right? They're getting paid, but it wasn't easy money in New York, right? To the epicenter of where it all happened. And think about it. They went there. They could have got sick. They could have easily got sick. Right? If the federal government could just help us out with some of the state losses, then maybe I wouldn't have to do this. So Cuomo tries to turn it on Trump. So, see, here's what I have said. Whatever those states were losing, what they were hurting for before this happened, let that stay. Just help them out with what happened during the virus. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is
taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Come on, baby. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. If you head over to, let's see if you can spell this. Range Broadcasting is carrying the show live every night. So, you know, it's one of the places you can go to. No, you don't have to, initially, you don't have to go right there and sign up for, membership and all that. But check it out. Did I just say check it out? No, I didn't mean that. Check it out. Okay? There's a live chat room going on there as well. You can see the show. It's brought to you every night, and it's easy to get to. I mean, seriously, it's easy to get to. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, all right, so look. I love this. You know, Dana Perino was ripping into Cuomo, as well as she should have. As well, everybody should. You beg somebody to come help you. I need to help. We're in trouble. We need more bodies. We need more people to come help us out. You come help them out, and at some point in time, someone goes, oh, it was great for you to come help. You owe me like 25% of that paycheck for taxes. Right? I mean, would you do that? You think that's right? So, you know, again, Cuomo wants money. So does Newsom, for that matter. And these were states that were already well in trouble before the virus hit. So I'm telling you, well, my solution is, since it looks like we're going to help out some other states, then sit down with these states who were in deep financial trouble ahead of time. Okay? Do one of two things. Either sit down first and say, okay, you were in this much debt before the coronavirus. Now you're in this much debt, and this is where you're at. This is where we can see it. So we're going to give you this much money to work with. That's all I'd give them. I wouldn't do any more than that. They were on a trajectory. We knew that California was on a trajectory to go under anyhow. Now this is going to be easy to blame on Trump. Or they're going to try to. I'm not going to say they're going to take. The same thing with New York City. They were on the downward slide, too. And you know what the biggest problem that they had, one of the biggest problems that they had, was that they were giving illegals all kinds of bennies. Right? People who don't pay in the system, but you're taking out of the system.
I mean, seriously, I mean, California can never pay back the money it owes, and it's still paying out money hand over fist. You know, and they're looking for, quote-unquote, blue state bailouts right now. McConnell says that, you know, I'm not doing blue state bailouts. And he beat up on Cuomo last month when he suggested states should be allowed to declare bankruptcy. Maybe they should. You know what? It would actually show truly what trouble they were having. The reason they don't want it is they would have to redo their pension funds. They would have to redo what they're paying out to even some first responders. And look, there are people who know how to play the system. They got it down. I've talked to some of these professionals. They know what they have to do the last few years of their, especially in the state, the last few years of their employment to get the biggest amount of money they can get pension payouts. You know, and him playing, but him playing with healthcare workers, that's just wrong. That isn't right in any way, shape, manner, or form. Hey, big win for Trump, and I think it might have, repercussions further down. A panel on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they've overruled a lower court order to reduce the detention population. I never did understand this. They did it in L.A., they did it in California. Some foo-foo judge said, well, it's kind of uncomfortable. They're so tight in there. They're pushed together. God only knows what could happen to them. They're murderers and rapists. It's okay. I don't mind. They should be that close and uncomfortable. Trump administration scored big, though, after a three-judge panel fully ruled that the detainees in the Adelanto ICE processing facility, that's just north of Los Angeles, will not be released. They don't need to be released. Deal with it. The decision overruled by the U.S. District Judge Terry Hatter on April 23rd. The judge ordered Adelanto to no longer accept new inmates, to reduce its detainee population by at least 250 inmates by the end of the month. What are we supposed to do with those? I'd throw them on a plane, fly them as far south as I can go. You know what I'm saying? Such a move, Hatter said, would allow the remaining inmates and employees to properly practice social distancing. I still want to know how coronavirus runs through a jail. How did it get in there? Right? Who let it go? The decision pertained to a lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties. Oh, of course. Real progressive group. And they opposed President Trump's, you know, I told you, this is what I was saying earlier. They're not stupid people. They know how to fight. They look at everything from every angle to come at it. We don't. They do. They lose in one court, they go to another court. They lose from one angle, they take another angle on. It's really amazing. Attorneys for the Trump administration, they lodged an emergency request to hold up Hatter's decision. Now, the Ninth Circuit shows you what a change has been to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit panel that overruled the decision consisted of Judge Barry Silverman, Jackie Nguyen, and Daniel Collins. Collins said in a written opinion, the injunction must state its terms specifically. One of the many problems with the district court's injunction is that it disregards the very sort of considerations that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says may require adaptation in the context of a particular facility. So in other words, the first judge was using broad-based, policies in order to let the people out. But the three-judge panel said, nah, wait a minute, you have to adapt this to the facility we're talking about. Now, this facility is one of the biggest that ICE has for a detention center in the country, not just the state. It holds over 2,000 detainees. But right now, you ready for this? Now, it has enough space for 2,000. Right now, it only has 1,200. Why they had to let people out, we don't know. And if you look countrywide at how many detainees we have, there's about 30,000. Again, why do we have to thin it out? I don't know. Now, information that was provided by the agency shows that about 1,300 inmates have been tested for coronavirus, right? Less than 600, well, right around 600, have tested positives, right? Trump administration recently been dealt a mixed bag from the Ninth Circuit. And kind of a little bit back and forth. On Monday, the court blocked a request from the administration to deny green card applications who can't prove that they can't afford health care. See, again, the Dems just keep fighting. They fight from every angle. They fight with every crack. They don't throw it all at them at once. They show up in the court. They have information. They do everything that they can. They hit it every way they can to try to win the race or win the issue. We need to do the same thing. Really. We need to do the exact same thing. Well, I'm not saying we get dirty or down in the mud or we play games with them that aren't right, that aren't real, that we're pretty much lying to them to get done what we want to get done. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about that we skin the cat the same way they do. All right? I mean, that's simple. Oh, here's a good one. This will go right through you like a knife. And this is why you can't believe these guys. The Southern Poverty Law Center has added another person to the hate list. Bosch Faustin, a former Muslim who won the Muhammad Cartoon Contest at a Texas Free Speech event, is soon to be added to the He was added to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, if you go back again, this is an older story, but on purpose. Because, the Southern Poverty Law Center, what do they have? They have Franklin Graham's on there and Samaritan's Purse is on. Any organization that believes in basic biblical principles, who steps out on basic biblical principles, they're part of a hate group. If you're a pro-life group, you're a hate group. Think about it. Think about what they say for. If you think that illegals coming here should stop and check in and get their paperwork, you're part of a hate group. I could do this all day. It's just crazy. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Oh, yeah. Joe Mussina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always on. Pleasure to be with you. I hope you feel the same way about me. I appreciate the time you spend with us. Quick little story. We ordered the masks. I don't have it in here. Well, anyway, we ordered masks for you, and they were supposed to be here. And then I'm giving you the Reader's Digest story because I don't want to just beat this thing to death. Okay. And the company kind of put up a ruse as to where they were coming from and how long it would take to get them and how many times they told me they were going to be here. And ultimately, we found out that they were coming from China and they were having trouble getting them here. Okay? And one or two companies I tried before that really weren't interested in sending us the masks. Said they sent them, said they were in production, and they weren't. So this has been a monumental chore to do some masks that kind of put it back in their faces. So some of you have already said, hey, we're in with you. We'll hang by till you get the new ones. I should have the new ones here in a couple of days. I've ordered enough to at least fill the orders. I don't know if I'm going to keep going after that. But if you know of a... Hey, joe@therealside.com. If you know an American company, prefer a small company that'll make these kind of masks, I'll be more than happy to get the information. I'll call them and see what we can do with them. Anyway, thanks for hanging in there. Still got the masks for sale, but... And I think we're going to need them for a while. I think the states and these places are going to still require you to have a mask on to go into stores and other places. I know the stores are like that. I actually, really funny,
I went up to, I won't mention your name. Anyway, I went up to a restaurant drive-thru, and you had to have a mask on in order to get the food. And I'm in a drive-thru. I'm not coughing, I'm not sneezing, I'm not doing anything, right? And they're a little further, I mean, they're far away. The only thing that isn't 6 feet away is, you know, when I'm handing them the money or what have you. And I thought how asinine that was. And I handed them my plastic debit card instead of cash. I should have handed them cash because it's just as dirty. But she's got a glove on and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you handle this stuff all day long. Right? You're handing me, when she handed me the food, it was great. The food was in a bag, a paper bag, that was on top of a tray that was, she was handing, you know, like your food's never been touched. Who put it together? Somebody had to put it together because you didn't invite me in to do it. So this is just getting out of hand. I think the mask is going to be around for a while, even though the medical industry is split, just split, over whether the masks actually work or not. You know? Anyhow, I was talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, how quick they are to jump on you when you're, you know, a hate group, calling Franklin Graham a hate group, calling, anybody who goes against what their core beliefs are. Wouldn't that be great? Maybe we should put it together. We should start one and put a hate group thing together. Planned Parenthood, biggest hate group in the country. They love killing black babies. Proof? They open up a boatload of, or try to open up a boatload of abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. Why would you do that? You know, their founder couldn't stand black people. Think about that when you think about the trophy that Mrs. Clinton decided to accept. And we get on the whole list of these groups. Southern Poverty Law Center would be number two on the list, right? It's one of the biggest hate groups. And they put a person, this Bosch Faustin, he's a former Muslim who won the Muhammad cartoon contest. They put him on the list. Now, Faustin won $12,500 of prize money at the event. It was sponsored by Pamela Geller's American Freedom Defense Initiative for a drawing that showed a sword-wielding prophet in a turban shouting, "You can't draw me!" In reply, a cartoon bubble portrayed the artist in writing. That's why I draw. You know, it's really funny. Which you know, Jesus, in a New York art exhibit, Jesus on the cross, upside down, in a bottle of urine, yes, you heard me, urine, not yellow apple juice, but urine, was called art. So they can deface the God that you and I believe in. They can deface Jesus. They can call him all kinds of names. They can draw pictures of him. It's all good. But you do Muhammad, no way. Now you're a hate group. Right? And what's so funny is that at a basic foundational belief level, the beliefs are the same. They believe that homosexuality is a sin. They don't believe in same-sex marriage. They don't believe in abortion. Now, I've talked to Jews and Muslims and others who will tell you it's not specific. Christians who will tell you it's not specific. I'm trying to figure out, are they looking for the word abortion? Are they looking for the word cigarette smoker? Are they looking for the word when two men get married or two women get married? What are they looking for? That's what I would love an answer to. Instead of just saying the Bible doesn't say anything about that. Show me what are you looking for. The SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, which already includes the ADFL on its annual list of U.S. hate groups, plans to add the artist to its 2018 report. Right? I mean, when you look at this stuff, when you read through this stuff, when you think of what we have allowed this to take place over the years, why haven't we stepped up? Why haven't we stepped in? Why haven't we made a lot of noise? I don't mean a little noise. Let's make the noise that they make. Why wouldn't we do that? I'm just asking. I heard a report, what was it? Costco. That was it. Costco was, they're limiting the amount of fresh meat that they allow each customer to have. I want to know why. I'm not joking. Right? I mean, when they first came out with this edict, there was not a real shortage, but they were worried there was going to be one. Right? And you're hearing from the farmers, there's no shortage of beef, really. There's no shortage of cows. They want to make sure that members are able to purchase merchandise that they want and need. I mean, because, you know, it's big bulk buying anyhow there, right? So Costco's latest policy is just one of several implemented because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Last week, the chain announced that customers would be required to wear face masks. The company had also limited the amount of guests a member could bring inside the store. And they changed its hours of operation. Costco did not. It didn't give you the hours. Costco didn't disclose its specific reasoning for limiting your meat. Most of them are worried that the food chain can't keep up. If we would stop taxing it so hard, then it could keep up. If we'd stop overbuying, remember, this stuff isn't, they don't change on a whim. These food needs coffee, orange juice, meats. They go in cycles, so they're set and ready to produce in cycles. When they have something like this come up, they can keep up for a short period of time, but they can't do what's been doing. I mean, my God, people have gone in there buying 20 cases of toilet paper. How many people in your house? How many houses are you going to TP later on, right? Wouldn't you love to bring back, take back all the toilet paper that you used on houses? Listen, I got tired of looking for it, and finally, I had a moment of clarity. I said to myself, look, when you order this stuff online, they tell you sometimes it can take up to a week to get to you, a week and a half. And I'm going, oh, well, I can look for it a week and a half, and then I can order it online because I can't find it, and I'm 3 weeks out. Just order it. If it doesn't come or comes late, no big deal. You're already ahead of the curve. And that's what we did. You can do the same thing. And we didn't order necessarily from a local supermarket. You order from Walmart and places like that who have big clearing, you know, warehouses, and they'll send it out from there. This is not going to last forever. As long as we keep feeding into it, it's going to last a long time. But I wouldn't keep feeding into it. At some point in time, I would back off and say, enough is enough is enough. We are not doing this anymore. That's just me. What can I tell you? Some more of your tax dollars being flushed away, I'll put it that way. Georgetown University Group now has decided to file a lawsuit, along with the Villanova law professor Leslie Book, against the United States. This ought to be fun. Because they refuse to give COVID-19 relief funding for children of illegal immigrants. Actually, the illegal immigrants don't get it either. Right? Right? I mean, you got to be an American citizen. You have to have paid taxes. The Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection said in a press release that the complaint challenged the international discriminatory exclusion of U.S. citizen children from receiving emergency assistance, based solely on the fact that one or both of their parents are, they call them undocumented immigrants, we call them illegals. See, they don't want borders. They don't want rules. They don't want anything that makes them feel bad or uncomfortable. They don't fight like this for your kids, though, do they? They don't fight like this for American citizens. Right? A true Jewish American young student on a college campus is less protected than a child of an illegal alien. True statement. Check it out. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me listening, paying attention, and getting involved. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.